get nasty and touch your body. Get nasty and tell your friends. Get nasty, but don't tell your mama. Ron Burgundy is one bad man. Who? Ha! Ron Burgundy Podcast.
This is Ron Burgundy, and welcome to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I'm so honored to sit down with my next guest. When I agreed to do this podcast, it was because I wanted the chance to really connect with people in an intimate setting. I'd be able to have long-form, meaningful conversations. No television cameras, just myself, a couple of microphones, and the chance to look someone right in the eyes. Perhaps for too long. Just an extended amount of unnerving eye contact. The kind where it becomes uncomfortable for everyone involved. I'm also not afraid of the silence. Sometimes, as a broadcaster, it's important to take long, pointed pauses for dramatic effect. So many broadcasters feel the need to fill every moment with mindless chatter. That is not the Burgundy style. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Did you hear that extremely long silence? It went on forever. How long was that silence, Carolina?
Well, I wasn't timing it.
Well, it felt like an eternity. And that's okay. Less seasoned broadcasters might not be able to handle it because they're in love with the sound of their own voice. That's a mistake. A good interviewer always stops and listens to what their guest has to say on the show they are doing for money. The point is this. I'm not afraid to let it breathe, muchacho. I'm very honored to welcome my next guest. I'll be speaking with a fellow San Diegan who I can honestly say over the years has become an American icon. We go back a long, long time, both professionally and personally. We'll reveal who that person is right after this commercial break. Silence. We are back. Welcome to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I am very honored to welcome my next guest. Over the last four decades, my guest has rubbed shoulders with everyone from sitting presidents of the United States to Paul McCartney. But more impressively, people like Zsa Zsa Gabor and Johnny Bench. Please welcome my friend and fellow icon, the San Diego Chicken.
Thank you, Ron. Always good to see you, sir.
That's great to see you too, my friend. Now, that's not your real voice. That's just the clucking you do, right?
Isn't my alter ego? Yes.
Ah, great. If you'll do me a favor, I want to take you back to a specific date and time, June 29th, 1979. Tell me about that day.
The most defining moment of my chicken life there, yes. Ron. It was an extraordinary event. Picture this.
Right.
Jack Murphy Stadium, 47,000 people.
I know it well.
I am coming out right. In a gigantic styrofoam egg, rolled out onto the field.
Right.
Okay. The emotions are high because I just got fired by my previous employers
sure.
At a radio station.
We won't say who that is.
Won't say.
But we know who it is, but mm-hmm. We won't say it.
So they roll me out onto the field to the sound of 2001.
Iconic tune. I know it well. 2001. One more than 2000. Effortless lovemaking.
I think you're thinking of a different
song. Nope, that's the one I'm thinking of. It's also Sprach Zarathustra from the Stanley Kubrick film, 2001, A Space Odyssey. 2001, one-on-one, we do things a man and lady do. It's a classic song. We all know it. So you hatch out of the egg, onto the field. What was that like?
Just an extraordinary, amazing feeling. Let me tell you, Ron, it was something that was unparalleled in the history of sports. 47,000 people.
47,000.
If I could have hugged them when I hatched out of that egg.
Yes.
If I could have hugged them all at once, I would have. I was literally channeling Sally Fields. I was thinking, you love me.
Exactly. Exactly. And Sally Fields, she's also a good dear friend of mine and Carolina's. In fact, Carolina grew up at her sleepaway camp.
Yes, Sally Fields has a sleepaway camp for kids who have been bullied. And
yes.
I, at the time, was going through some preteen angst. So yeah. I spent every summer and school year there.
Let's talk about Pete Rose. Do you ever run into that guy? Because he owes me money.
Yes, I have run into to Pete, and I love the guy, I've got to say. But I can see why he owes you money, because having run with Pete a little bit,
yeah,
he's a big tipper. And he's always short
on
money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, he just has this love and affinity for people, and he just peels those bills. So I can see where he comes up short and why you have to take the IOU.
Short, that's an understatement. Let me ask you this. You've been in the public eye for over 40 years, and you are, much like myself, a beloved institution. My question is this. What do you do about the haters, you know? I mean, I have cop friends who take care of mine.
Well, I try to kind of like fluff them off in a way, but every now and then, shall I say, I have a family member visit them by the name of Vinny. And they have a little understanding, and things get settled quietly, shall we say.
It sounds very mafia-like.
No, just a smart guy who's very...
So like a college professor?
Yes, a wise guy, you might say.
Okay.
Interesting approach. You are a master of slapstick comedy. You really are. I've always said this to people, but have you ever thought about trying dramatic roles? Excuse me. I'd love to see you work with Lars von Trier. Any interest?
I don't know who quite that is, but I did work with George Goober Lindsay on Hee Haw one time. But Shakespeare could be in my future. You never know. But there's a part of me that wants to come out and show my dramatic
George
side.
Goober Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Did he ever get an Oscar?
I don't recall that he quite got an Oscar. I think nominated for a few Emmys.
Did he
back
do
in the
Ordinary
day.
People?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm thinking of someone else. You know, I remember because I used to play it all the time. In fact, I still do. You recorded a cover of Rod Stewart's song, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Be candid with me. What's it like with the groupies? There must be a lot of San Diego chicken groupies.
Well, I guess I can fess up here and now. Yes. Yes,
yes.
There were. Yes, indeed. And, they would always ask me about my McNuggets.
I see.
Yeah. And, I offer free samples. You know,
right?
Well, let's not get into that. It's kind of dirty.
Teens listening to this episode.
You know, I don't like to talk about my private life very much.
Right.
The truth is, I'm actually a happily married chicken. Are you familiar with the actress Marissa Tomei?
Sure. Yes. Legal Eagles, Urban Cowboy, My Cousin Tommy.
Yeah,
she's terrific.
Well, I don't think she was in either of those films, but we are married.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a surprise.
Congratulations.
We had no idea.
But
San Diego Chicken and Marissa Tomei.
Oscar award-winning actress.
Yes, absolutely. But we like to keep it, you know, on the down low.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, it's out
it helps
there.
Both of our careers.
What a compliment, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
You let her do her thing. She lets you do your thing. And
it's fantastic arrangement and bond that we have for each other. Really.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
You were saying something.
We're kind of like lovebirds.
Oh, yes. Right. Lovebirds. You were saying earlier that One of the interesting things about a lot of the physical shtick that you've come up with, sometimes they were suggested from the actual baseball players.
It's great. They've got a great sense of humor.
Right.
But they come up with these weird ideas off the top. They come to me, umpires as well, coaches. They'll throw ideas out at me, and I say, let's give it a try. We go out, and it's amazing. Baseball's probably got the best sense of humor of all the sports, Ron.
And yet I have to think there'd be a guy who's having a bad game who'd be like, hey, chicken, get away from me. Has that ever happened?
That's happened on occasion, not too much surprisingly, especially, you know, it's hard to beat when thousands of people are laughing all at once.
Sure.
But I've actually had players come up to me and thank me because of my shenanigans and chicanery out there.
Right.
They actually said they focused on the game a little more and try to block everything
out. And actually had a great game.
Had a great game, believe it or not. Uh-huh. That's a true story.
Carolina had a question about Ken Griffey. She's a big Ken Griffey fan.
Uh-huh.
Ken Griffey, is he 6'3 or 6'4?
I've got to say more on the 6'3 side.
But Carolina, ask what you really wanted to ask about Ken.
What does Ken think about...
When he was playing for the Big Red Machine.
When he was playing for the Big Red Machine, what did Ken think about the switching of the players to different teams?
What are you saying?
I'm sorry. You know, I don't know anything about sports. I was trying to...
I think what she was trying to say is the Big Red Machine. We're talking about the Cincinnati Reds of the 70s, of course.
Right.
Would you say that's one of the finest teams you've ever seen play?
Absolutely. And one of the things I also learned, they were funny. That team, they won, and they were funny. They were loose and free and fantastic.
And that contributed to their success.
At least four Hall of Famers off that team. Incredible. Of the starting eight that they had out on the field.
Amazing squad.
Tremendous. And they were great. Always goofy. Always having fun. But I guess when you're winning and having a dynasty... you're playing with house money, and it's easy to be carefree.
Easy to be carefree. No question. No question. So, Famous Chicken, we've known each other a long time, and I just want to be honest with the audience. There was a period of a few years where we didn't speak to each other, and I was a guest of honor at a Padres game, and you and I get that this was supposed to be funny and a what you do, but you pulled down my... You pulled down my pants in front of the whole stadium, and I was just there in my skivvies looking like a goddamn fool.
It was my understanding that was a prearranged thing.
Well, it wasn't. Okay? Publicists lie. They lie all the time. I was humiliated.
I'm sorry it happened, but you sort of overreacted.
I underreacted. Yes. I showed extreme restraint in that situation.
You punched me in the jaw and knocked me out cold turkey! You underreacted. I was flat on the field. They carried me out in a stretcher. Kids were crying, screaming, just stunned.
Oh, no,
thanks
no, no,
a lot.
No. I remember because it was in the newspaper the next day. Ron Burgundy clucks the San Diego Chicken. It was like a clever pun headline. And instead of clocks, Diego Chicken, they wrote,
clucks,
the clucks.
Like a chicken does.
I get the play on words, but it didn't make it any better. It turns out you can't punch a beloved mascot in the face. Otherwise, people think you're a jerk.
Well, that was a long time ago. Shall we just say, let's let bygones be bygones?
Well, it better be, since you sued me. I mean, we settled out of court for an undisclosed sum, and that sum was not small.
How much was it?
It was my houseboat.
Jesus.
So.
Well, look at it as a paltry sum.
You look,
chicken.
These chicken puns, they come
they
fast.
Are... Not
fast and furious.
I try to catch them. I try to know in advance.
It's kind of kung pao-ing me right now.
There you go.
Right.
You got one.
I got
some
one
in the back.
So we're good, right? You and I are good.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ron. We can move past all of it. Yeah, we're good.
I heard another guy ask that on another interview podcast. He just kept asking, are we good? We good. Are we good? Mark Maron. Have you ever been on his podcast?
He had the president of the United States in his
garage. In his garage, Jimmy Carter. Isn't that insane?
I think it was
That's amazing.
Obama.
It's amazing. Okay, San Diego Chicken. Let me see. I've got some other questions I've jotted down here for you. Let me ask you this. Did you hang out with Steve Garvey at all? Now, for those listeners who don't know, Steve Garvey, L.A. Dodger great, He then finished his career with the San Diego Padres, I believe, got the Padres to the World Series.
Yes, he did.
Did you hang out with the Garv?
Not too much with the Garv, I'll tell you why, because he's always a nominee for the Hall of Fame. I'm a nominee for the Hall of Shame. So we don't really mingle.
Don't sell yourself low.
Well, you know, that's how I'm looked at sometimes. But I still have respect for any Padre that walks this earth.
What about Gary Templeton, Gene Tennis? Hang out with any of those guys?
Don't hang out with them at all, but they were great with me back in their playing days, I must say.
How about the Chargers? Any of the Chargers? Don Coryell, their coach?
Well, Dan Fouts was always great with me.
Right.
I've got to say, yes. Yeah, legendary broadcaster right now.
Right, but, sure.
Yes, but he immortalized me in the Holy Roller. He always referenced how everybody was passed out when the Oakland Raiders fumbled the ball all the way in for a touchdown to win a game against the Chargers. Changed the rules of football, Ron.
Did it?
Yeah, but Dan Fouts expressed one time, I saw him say this on NFL channel, that he really felt for me because I had a seizure up in the stands and he saw
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had
a real seizure inside your chicken suit.
When you saw the play, 50,000 had that seizure.
Right. Got it. Oh, you didn't really. They didn't bring in the EMTs.
You don't have
epilepsy, do you?
No. Okay. Nothing of the sort. But I'll tell you, everybody felt sick in that day.
Can chickens have epilepsy? I'm sure they can.
I'm sure.
Might be right up there with chicken pox. I'm not sure. Could be.
If a chicken had chicken pox. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Is it hard for you to eat chicken?
I got to tell you this, Ron.
Yes.
It's not. That's the secret. I don't mind if people eat those other chickens. It helps eliminate...
Oh, less competition.
Yes, less competition. If you can't beat them, eat them.
But then again, they're not performing.
Right.
They're not...
What purpose are they really serving?
Yeah, but if I'm the last chicken standing in America, think of the marketing opportunities.
The only thing is, though, that people might not know what a chicken is anymore.
Well, let's see. Last chicken standing, chicken a la king. Who knows?
Why a chicken? You know, for our listeners at home, how did you stumble across a chicken as the mascot?
Well, it was a radio station idea to come and hire me off the campus of San Diego State. Mm. Just on a whim, no audition, no job application, nothing. I just they hired me on the spot because I agreed.
And what were you doing prior to this?
I was washing dishes. I was a dishwasher at a restaurant and mopping floors and cleaning off tables, and that was it. But I had an opportunity to get my foot in the door at a real radio station, albeit through a chicken suit.
So you went from making $5,000 a year to $6,000 a year.
Yeah, actually, it was a pay cut, you know, because it was $2 an hour. And so,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but I got free records. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, that's still, I don't know if that's a good deal.
That's how much I make, about.
You know what, we're not going to discuss your salary on the podcast, okay? Let me ask you this. The San Diego Clippers, before they moved to Los Angeles, were playing down there at the... what's the stadium there? I forget.
Back then it was known as the Sports Arena.
That's right, the Sports Arena. And I understand you became very good friends with World Be Free.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you guys were roommates for a while, is that true?
Yes, we used to hang around together.
Okay.
And I gave him pointers, no pun intended, especially at the foul line.
Yep.
Yeah, and
He was a fantastic three-point shooter, I believe.
Ron, he would have me run up and down the baseline, going crazy, trying to distract him. So it helped him in his focus to laser in on that basket
and
drop in those
threes. So a completely opposite approach. You created frenetic energy, but that forced him to focus up.
That's right. You're like a laser beam.
Yeah.
And he thanked me for it, and it was great. Yes, and the Clippers had a solid 5 years with World Be Free there at the time. And then eventually... moved to L.A. for
and
the
my
bike
and my dear friend Sven Nader.
Oh, yes, super. Great. Yeah, super Sven.
Sven Nader. Sven and I used to, after games, we'd go and play dueling banjos in the parking lot.
Fantastic. Who knew?
Yeah, it was easy to do because there weren't a lot of fans at those games, so you could just hang out in the parking lot as late as you wanted to.
Dueling banjos. So you're not.
We weren't playing. We're playing two different songs.
Oh, okay.
Trying to see who would attract more of a banjo crowd. What's the most insulting thing a fan has ever yelled at you?
Oh, the most insulting thing is probably calling me a turkey, I've got to say. And that's a whole nother genre. And I would never lower myself to that standard. Absolutely. But that was pretty insulting, I thought.
I'm sorry about that. That was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, I called you a turkey.
Oh, man. See, now I can't see very well out of here. And I hear it up. And that was you.
That was me.
I should have known. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you dirty turkey, get out of here.
Oh.
To be fair, Ron uses that with everyone. It's not a bird thing.
It's really more a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get in here, you dirty turkey. Happy birthday.
Exactly. Well, in that case, no offense taken. Anyway,
I had been drinking a few cold ones, and I just started calling you a dirty turkey. So I'm sorry that if you took that the wrong way.
I did not know that was you. Kind of like trolling me through the grandstands night after night.
Have people ever thrown batteries or pennies at you?
No, I haven't gotten anything like that.
Or frozen chickens?
No, not quite. And not even underwear like Tom Jones used to get.
What's the most expensive thing anyone's thrown at you? Like, say, a watch or gold coins, Krugerrands?
I would probably say about a $9 beer.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Still $9.
$9 beer.
Sure.
And if that happens, you just ignore it and move on, right?
I think of it as a bird bath. Try to lick it off and move on.
I love it. That's a great philosophy in life. Think of it as a bird bath, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what the heck? You know, it's kind of like life gives you lemons. You make lemonade.
Take a bird bath.
Absolutely. Right. Somebody douses a beer. Enjoy.
Or if life gives you lemonade, you make chicken juice. I was trying to think of another pun, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yeah,
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right? That's an uplifting one.
Okay.
The lesson isn't clear, but let's keep going.
That's a saying my dad used to tell me.
You can't make chicken.
Hey, Ron, get in here. Ah, look at you. You can't make chicken salad of chicken shit. Happy birthday.
And he would just say that?
And he'd hand me a bag of charcoal briquettes.
Wow.
Well, you know, I've proven something, I think.
Yes.
I've made chicken salad out of chicken shtick. So.
Like jokes?
Yes.
Okay, give it a rest.
Okay.
Is it upsetting that you can't fly?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
I've thought about that, Ron. And you know what? I just have to join... And my real brother in spirit, my brothers in spirit are penguins. And so
yes.
I identify with them. You know, they're cutesy and they're lovable. And so I say,
that could have been a mascot.
You could have
been a penguin, the San Diego penguin.
Bingo, yes, could have been. But hey. Well,
you know what? I think you made the right choice. The chicken is just, it's fun. It's funny. It's iconic. You never blink.
Mm.
And I'm at the peak of my career.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sorry.
That's...
We negotiated no more.
Yeah, we did. No more than four puns. All right. Let's do a lightning round.
Okay.
With the San Diego chicken. Here we go. What are your thoughts on climate change? Go.
Quickly, fast.
Oh, I care very deeply about the environment after all. The sky might be falling.
What is the deal with the Philly fanatic? That guy's a weirdo, right?
Sort of. Yeah, he's all Philly all the time. Look at his girth. But he's very enthusiastic about those Phillies.
Morgana, the kissing bandit. Was she ever caught? Will she ever be prosecuted?
Well, I got to tell you, she caught up with me one time years ago. And if loving her is wrong, then I'm happy to do the time for her crime.
Whoa!
Woo!
My goodness.
I hope Morgana's going to be listening to this. San Diego Chicken, final question. What do you want your legacy to be?
Hmm. Well, I like to think that he was amusing to watch.
Right.
Enjoyable and help pass the time, added to the game, and you got to admire somebody who never had a real job for a living.
You know what? I feel the same way.
Because
I love what I do so much. Now, I know for sure Carolina has never had a real job, ever.
I've worked multiple different positions, news outlets, NPR.
Zero.
BuzzFeed News, a lot of places.
Oh, listen to that resume.
Journalists would love to work at. So nice to meet you.
Well, nice meeting you. Thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you so much, San Diego Chicken. Where can we find you next?
Well, believe it or not, I might be doing something with the Padres this year for okay. the 50th anniversary.
Exciting.
Great.
It should be fun. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a grand time at Petco Park. And
that will be throughout the baseball season or just a couple select dates?
We're going to have a special selected date for the return of the chicken this year to Petco Park.
Will you come back out of the Styrofoam egg?
Oh, probably not out of the Styrofoam egg, but some other surprises.
What if they lowered you out of a spaceship?
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh. How cool.
I love that.
That would be
I'm in complete agreement. How
See,
cool.
That's something I would already, they should already start promoting yes. that to sell season tickets.
Here it comes. The UFO, the unidentified flying object.
No,
okay,
gosh.
So we
okay,
about
we're
going
to turn off your mic now.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you so much. San Diego Chicken. We'll be right back here at the Ron Burgundy Podcast. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Our guest, of course, was the San Diego Chicken. Carolina is here with, of course, our fact check. Carolina?
We did actually okay today. The lyrics to Zarathustra obviously were really off.
2001, what a crazy year. No one thought we'd make it past Y2K.
Yeah, no, definitely not those. Mm-hmm. And we also found out that chickens can have seizures.
No, I knew that. I just didn't want to embarrass him. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then she didn't even pronounce his wife's. I looked it up.
There's he's not married to Marissa Tomei.
Come on. Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's it. Everything else was very legitimate and factually correct.
Great. Well, my final thoughts for today. Today was a high watermark for me, Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
As a child of the mean streets of San Diego, this was an icon that I really wanted to reach out to and have on the podcast. Not only as an interesting interview subject, but as a beacon of light to the world.
Oh my, wow.
Yes. We turned down a lot of people.
Oh,
a lot of people.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
So that we could get the San Diego Chicken, including the current Pope. And,
that's
I think that was, a wise decision. To get the San Diego Chicken, that's a huge feather in the old cap. If you think about it, the most iconic people ever to come from San Diego are myself, the actress who played Blossom, and the guys from Blink 182. And then, of course, the San Diego Chicken. You saw him. You heard him. You felt him. You felt his power, his strength.
This is a lot.
And his love for humanity.
Got it.
Well, Carolina Barlow.
I can't believe it.
Season one, in the can.
In the can.
What a journey.
It was a lot.
I mean, we thought we were going to have A-Rod.
He didn't show up.
He didn't show up.
We got stuck in that elevator.
We, of course, battled that horrible demon in my garage that no one seemed to hear but me.
The ghost.
Yeah, the ghost. Got to reminisce with our good friend Deepak Chopra.
Oh, my God. We meditated with him.
We meditated with him. We talked about true crimes.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a lifetime and I've enjoyed every second of it.
It's been hard for me, but I think that I've learned a lot about communicating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I really just want to, work harder to, continue my, producerial relationship with you and have boundaries when I feel.
I think that you have shown a lot of growth,
mm-hmm.
But you still have a ton of hard work ahead of you.
Well.
And that's just constructive criticism.
Okay. I thought I was being...
No, I'm saying great job.
Right.
But I think you're at the 10th of where you can be. And I say that with a smile.
It doesn't feel like that. But, well, to our listeners.
Yes, to our listeners, we can't thank you enough. You have been wonderful. I think. I don't know. You might have been giving me the finger the whole time. But I have a feeling you've really enjoyed the insight we've provided you. And, well... We'll see you on the The dark side of the moon, as they say. I wish we could play that song.
No, Carolina. We can't afford it.
Okay. So to all our wonderful listeners, all of you, Pete, Terry, Angela, Gus, Marty, the list goes on and on. You all know who you are. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the flowers you've sent, all the gift cards, all the free food, most of it spoiled upon arrival. But we still appreciate the thought once again. Until next season, this is Ron Burgundy along with Carolina.
Signing off.
Signing off. There you go. Goodbye, everyone. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stuff. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. See you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.